The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
We welcome you to Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society for another podcast broadcast on this fine day. So glad that you've joined us. Today, Steve Elkins and Bob Wilkin are going to talk about faith and the certainty of faith. Is there such a thing as absolute certainty, or must there always be a little bit of doubt in what we believe? Some helpful thought on this topic coming your way in just a moment after I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. We modestly believe that it is one of the finest websites for information about free grace theology. We have hundreds of articles, videos, blogs. Our magazine is available there called Grace in Focus. Just lots of information, the answer for just about any question you might have about free grace theology. Also, right now, you can get information about the Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2023, coming up in May the 22nd through the 25th. And we want you to join us. Here is Philippe Sterling with a comment about that conference.
I remember the first time I heard about the conference, one of our church members, a woman, had gone to it. And she came back and said to me, "I just went to a conference and they believe just the same thing that you do." And of course, when she told me, Bob Wilkin, and I immediately put it all together. But I started going, and that was about 20 years ago. And one of the greatest things to me is just that's a place where I find a lot of kindred spirits, people who study the scriptures and have come to an understanding of the grace and encouraging each other to come together, to go through the word. That's the greatest thing, just to be with kindred spirits and seeking to understand the word better and better and apply it to life and ministry.
Thank you, Philippe. And friend, please go to our website, faithalone.org. Get the information you need about our national conference. Get registered and plan to join us May the 22nd through the 25th. We really hope you can join us. Now for today's discussion, Steve Elkins and Bob Wilkin.
Welcome back to Grace in Focus. Steve, I'm having a good time with these discussions we're having.
Always fun to talk with you, Bob.
You're going to be speaking about this at our conference, and you're going to be speaking on the whole issue of what assurance is. Right.
I think the title is Faith Assurance or Some Degree of Certainty.
Haven't you heard a lot of people, I think you've told me you've been reading about this, where people say faith is always tinged with doubt, so that whatever we believe, we're never certain of anything at all.
One of the writers, Gregory Boyd, who is a famous openness theologian, openness meaning God doesn't know everything and he's coming to know and so forth. We terribly disagree with him on those issues. But he's written a book where he says people who hold to the certainty of faith, like we do here at GES, that faith is certainty. For instance, if you believe the John 3:16 message, then you know you have eternal life or else you're not believing it in the biblical sense. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But he says people who hold to the certainty of faith are ignorant, they're idolatrous, and they're building their faith on a house of cards. Otherwise, he writes in a very nice spirit. I appreciate, you know, what he's wanting to do. I think he wants people to have certainty in faith, but he's just terribly warning them that seeking it is not a good thing.
It's a postmodern position.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I've heard people say, there was a seminar at Dallas Seminary. One of the guests said, you know, I'm not certain of anything if you're talking to me at night or whatever. And then one of the faculty at Dallas Seminary said something like he was debating Marcus Borg about the resurrection of Jesus. And Borg said something like, you have to believe it. So what's the point of even debating this? And he said, well, I have convictions about the resurrection of Christ, but that doesn't mean there aren't doubts.
Yeah. For Boyd, he might believe in a high degree of confidence, but he does say certainty is impossible.
I had a friend on Resurrection Sunday. He stood up in front of this huge congregation and said, he is risen. And the people all said, he is risen indeed. And he says, you know, I believe that. And he said, but I have doubts, too.
Yeah.
And the people, a lot of them, were pleased that he said, I have doubts about the resurrection of Jesus. Well, why would I have doubts about the resurrection of Jesus? It's kind of like saying, do you doubt, for example, Steve, that 2 + 2 = 4? I don't think so.
But Boyd goes to lengths to show that, especially on the idea of the resurrection, but any historical statement, you can't be certain of it.
Anything. Yeah. What about the death of Jesus on the cross?
Even that.
So everlasting life is uncertain then.
Well, you could have a high degree of confidence and you can choose to trust. All of these authors that I'm reading who believe there's an element of doubt and trust or that you can't have certainty, they all make the terrible mistake, Bob, of saying that biblical faith is trust in the volitional sense of trust. You've got to choose to trust, which it becomes equivalent to choosing to commit yourself to something being true. But you can't know it. You can't have certainty. And this is a noble thing in their mind.
I wrote some articles that I said something like, I'm sure that I have everlasting life, just like I'm sure that 2 + 2 = 4. A Dallas grad, a guy with a PhD from Dallas, wrote a response. And in his response, he said there's 4 types of certainty. And he said, Wilkin is talking about mathematical certainty. And mathematical certainty is absolute certainty. And he said, then there's scientific certainty, which is a lesser type of certainty, but it's pretty close. And then you have legal certainty, which is a lesser kind of certainty, but it's still pretty confident. I mean, you got, you know, above shadow of a doubt. And then he said the lowest kind of certainty is moral certainty. And that's what we get with the scriptures.
Wow.
And I was like, I thought theology was the queen of the sciences. It's the highest science, isn't it? If you study theology, that's better than being an astrophysicist.
Right.
It's the highest level. But no, according to a lot of these people, science is higher than theology and mathematics is higher than all of them.
Very interesting. Well, there certainly are things that we can know.
And so how do we know that we can know anything?
Well, one thing that Dr. Geisler used to talk about is undeniability. When you affirm something as true, it affirms itself. And when you deny something as true, it still affirms itself. For instance, my own existence. If I even think I don't exist, I have to exist to even think I don't exist. And he even takes that to the case of proving God's existence.
Undeniability means some evidence is undeniable.
Exactly.
If I see it with my own eyes, if I feel it with my own fingers, if I hear it, whatever, I can't deny that I saw it, touched it, heard it. It's affirming because of my experience.
Yes, and those kind of experiences are immediate to you, and that's what's called something that's self-evident or self-authenticating. But the problem here, too, is these people that we're talking about, Gregory Boyd and some of these writers, Reformed writers, would say, but you have a high degree of confidence and you can live like that. Our problem is that's not what saves a person. Jesus doesn't say, if you have a high degree of confidence that I'll give you eternal life, I will.
Right.
He says, if you believe that I'll give you eternal life, then I'll give it to you.
And believing is not a high degree of confidence.
Right.
An example would be John 11, 25, 26, 27. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. That's the promise of the resurrection of believers into his kingdom.
Right.
And then he says, he who lives and believes in me shall never die. That's as the life he promises, life that won't end. And then he says, do you believe this? And he doesn't say, do you think this is highly probably true?
Right.
And what her answer, what does she say?
She doesn't say, well, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's true. No, she says, yes, I believe that you're the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world.
Right, because she knows that that's what it means for the Messiah, the King of Israel, to come into the world is he guarantees that those who believe in him will be with him in his kingdom.
Right. When Abraham believed God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, the Hebrew word that's used there is aman. In the Septuagint, which Jesus and the apostles mainly quote from, it's the word pistis or pistuo.
Yes.
That translates aman. Those words are different than the many Hebrew words for trust, like throughout the book of Psalms,
right,
which do imply volition and relying upon or hoping in or choosing
now,
to trust.
Now, volition means some willful response.
Exactly. But these words, aman and then the pistis family, pistis and pistuo, they strictly deal with known propositions and being certain that those are true. And that's how they are used throughout the hundreds of verses in the Old Testament.
And you're saying there's no willful component to that whatsoever?
No. If you tell me something like, I just went to such and such to eat, I either believe that or I don't. Or let's make it more
important. But you don't choose to believe it.
Yeah, but that's how the word is used in the Old and New Testaments. It deals with a proposition, a statement that's either true or false.
And by the way, that's a good point. Gordon Clark, he wrote a book called Faith and Saving Faith, and he said all faith is propositional.
Right.
Like, let's say, for example, I said the name Steve.
Yeah.
That's neither true nor false.
Right.
Because that's not a proposition. Now, if I said Steve is a father, that's a proposition that's either true or false. If I said Steve is a believer, that's a proposition that's either true or false.
Right.
But just to say a word like Jesus,
yeah,
that's neither true nor false.
Right.
I've got to say something about Jesus to make it something that I either believe or disbelieve.
Okay, so give me a proposition again.
Okay, a proposition would be something like Jesus guarantees everlasting life to all who believe in him.
Okay, I believe that. But right. You know what? In the Bible, if I say I believe it, it means I'm certain of it. Because if I have any doubt of it at all, guess what? I'm not believing it.
I'm not persuaded yet.
Exactly. And that's the way the Bible uses these words amon and pistis and pistuo. If there's any doubt at all, it's not belief. In fact, let's close with this. There are many verses where they are put, doubt and belief, as opposite, mutually exclusive.
All right.
Like Matthew 14:31, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Matthew 21:21, if you have faith and do not doubt. Or Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain such and such and does not doubt in his heart, but believes.
I love that.
The main verse maybe of all is James 1:6-7. If anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men generously and without reproach. But let him ask in faith without any doubting.
That's great.
For he who doubts is like the waves of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Faith and doubt are mutually exclusive in the Bible. If you're believing, you're not doubting. If you're doubting, you're not believing.
Wow, that is great. I hope you've been enjoying this as much as I have. And remember, keep grace in focus.
The Zane Hodges commentary on James, entitled The Epistle of James, Proven Character Through Testing, is available at discount to Grace in Focus listeners right now at faithalone.org. Get half price through April the 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word James. That's faithalone.org. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options is our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or one of the guests here on the program? Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, can a Christian lose his faith? What does it mean when the Scripture says something about falling away from faith or falling away? You will surely find this episode interesting. Please join us. This is the Grace Evangelical Society reminding you to always keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.